Tom, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good, Ramona. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Can't
Hey,
complain.
I need to get a couple prices from you if you can have the time. Oh, I guess I can't. I threw my pen away.
You threw it away. What are
Yeah,
you
I just
thinking?
popped out of my hand on the ground. So I had to get up
Oh.
and get
I thought you
Yeah,
just had
my
enough
knee.
with this and threw it in the garbage.
Pretty much, didn't go that far, but no, I'm at home. My hands are not wanting to work today because for the last 2 days I put Christmas out at the store, and the first day was almost a 12-hour day, 15 minutes shy of 12 hours, and then yesterday another 8 hours, with a few customers here and there, but my hands are just so sore and hurting today that they don't want to work. So when I
Yeah,
pick up the
you have
pen,
the
just
store all set
flip.
up though for Christmas? Everything's all
No,
set up now? Oh,
no.
still in progress?
Yeah, and well, Angie's coming in. I'll be in with Angie today. We'll do the garland and the wreath, and I have one other thing to get down. It's a sleigh that we put the connoisseur in. Yeah, we forgot to bring that down. But yeah, no, the sore looks really good. Really good. My hands are just sore from working so much,
Right.
I was like Saturday. My back and my feet were hurting so bad that literally I came home. I got home about 9:15, 9:30, and first thing I did is I went straight and took a muscle relaxer. And went and laid down in bed and laid there for 3 hours, just trying to calm down my lower back that was just screaming. But yeah, I'm kind of coming to the figure idea that I shouldn't like try and do the entire store in 2 days.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you may want to pace yourself a little bit, right?
I did the same thing with Thanksgiving or for Halloween. But it wasn't to the degree as Christmas. I mean, it's like night and day what we do for Halloween and for Christmas.
Right. Oh, I'm sure for Christmas you guys go all out.
We do. I'll take pictures. I'll send them to you.
Yeah, I'd love to see
Just
them.
to give you an idea of what the store looks like once it's all done. But I need to get prices on a 75 pointer, SI1 or better, and the color G to I. Do you have anything?
Okay, sure. Now, are you flexible on that carat weight a little bit, Ramona? Does it have to be exactly 75, or can you do, 70, 71, 72?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. Okay, I have a 72 pointer that's available right now. This is a GSI1, GIA, triple excellent cut. The net price is $1,422.
It's so funny you did that because I do the same thing all the time. It's like people look at me like, "What?" And I'm like, "Oh, I mean,
I'm looking at the number and something else is coming out of my mouth.
$5,000." Yeah, that's when you have that eye contact brain function not gelling. In my case, it's just normal. Do you have anything else?
So I also have a 76 pointer. This is eye color SI1, GIA graded for $1,254 net price.
Okay, and
And
what kind of cut is it?
this is also a triple excellent cut.
Okay.
Yep.
So, have any other ones?
There's a 71 pointer that we have, which is an H color SI1. GIA. This is an excellent cut.
That's only one X, right?
Right, yeah, excellent on the cut, very good polish, excellent symmetry, so still a very, very nice make. This is $1,243 for the diamond.
$1,243. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to talk to my customer hopefully later today. And I will get back to you if he's wanting to see anything, okay?
Okay, sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Ramona.
If by any chance I don't call you before, you have a happy Thanksgiving, okay?
You as well. Happy Thanksgiving. We said this on Friday, I think. So
I know, but I talked to you since Friday. I talked to you since Friday, so I just want to extend it again.
I appreciate that.
And I'll probably do it again before.
Oh,
that way you'll have a really happy
Thanksgiving times 10. Oh, gosh.
How are the babies?
Oh, they're doing well.
They're good.
Well, yeah. We had five under the age of four in my house this weekend. My sister-in-law came from out of town with her three. She has a son that's four and then twin daughters that are both 2 years old. So we had five little ones all running around and going absolutely crazy all weekend, Ramona. I was definitely ready for the calmness of today. Back me up.
I gotta tell you, that totally made me think of a time I had gone out and visited my brother out in Sebastopol. It's like maybe 15 minutes away from Santa Rosa, okay?
Okay.
On my way back, I stopped at my best friend's house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she was there with her daughter, and her brother was there with his two daughters. And I was thinking, you know, it's kind of nice to have a baby again. And then I had reality check hit me up this idea. Watching these three girls, I'm like, yeah, I don't want any more kids. You know, been through all of that stuff, you know. So now I get my my fixes by talking to other kids, other people's babies and stuff.
Right,
like last
yeah.
night I was at dinner and I'm sitting at my table of one and I'm reading my book and there's this little girl, just her little baby giggles, you know, it was just like, it was so awesome and everything, you know, but not awesome enough that I'd want one.
They're good. They're good to see and, you know, and make sure they go back with their parents.
Yeah, I've definitely hit that grandma stage. Well, it's nice to have them around, but it's even better to hand them back.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It gets that kind of that feel, you know, when I'm like in a booth and they're across the room from me, but my mama and dada, and then there's that sweet little giggle, you know. It's just, there's nothing like it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But not enough to make me want another one.
Right.
Okay, Tom, you have a great day, and I'll talk to
you
later.
Well,
you
too, Ramona. Thank you, and I will speak with you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, yep, bye.